We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
If you study the Word of God, you'll find out if the Spirit of God wants to move, He is a gentleman. He'll move on somebody, and at the right time and at the proper place in the service, that individual, if they're taught and if the gifts of the Spirit are taught properly to the people at the particular time, then there'll be an opportunity for him to move. If an individual is moved on in the congregation with either a tongue or a prophecy and there is no room and it doesn't seem like it's going to fit into the service, then that individual should begin to pray that the Spirit of God would move on the person in charge, the one that has a microphone so everybody can hear in the big crowd. Then they should begin to pray, either have that individual call on me and get me up there, or else give it to him. And I don't know how many times, almost within 3 or 4 minutes, that individual would begin to say out the same thing that I had.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, Spiritual Life and Scriptural Healing, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
The blood of Jesus Christ that was shed atoned for our sins. The body of Christ that was bruised and suffered was for our afflictions and our diseases. That's physical. Now, many people today say that the days of healing have been done away with, that they're over. But they claim every right to be very religious. In fact, they preach beautiful sermons about Calvary and about the efficiency of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will redeem you from your sin. Yet in the same breath, they teach that Christ did not die for our sicknesses and our diseases. And they propagate their teaching in their literature, and they are very quick to state that the days of miracle passed away with the apostles. And like those self-righteous scribes and Pharisees of Christ's day, they followed the traditions of the church and make the gospel of Jesus Christ non-effective. Now let's turn to Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter number 15. We're going to see something here very interesting. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, "Why do thy disciples transgress the traditions of the elders?" Pay particular attention to that. "For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." Now they were concerned with, see, what they were doing. And they said, why do they transgress the tradition of the elders? Now, how many times have you, as you begin to get in line with God's Word and begin to follow the Word of God with all its fullness, have you heard, why in the world are you going against the teachings of the church? Huh? Anybody heard that? That's what they're saying here. The traditions of the elders, they're saying, is the teachings of the church. But look what Jesus said to them. Verse number 3. He answered and he said, "Well, why do you transgress the commandment of God by your tradition?" Oh, boy, that's pretty. Man, he started putting on them, didn't he? Woo. Well, what are you doing? What are you doing transgressing then the teachings of God, the commandments of God? And you'll find out, if you'll go on and read there, verses 4 and 5, you'll find out, see, that they were going against the commandment of honoring the father and mother, what they were doing. That's, you see. And see, that was a commandment that God set down way back before there was ever any law. Before the law came along that the scribes and Pharisees were following, God set this down with the children of Israel law way back there in the beginning. And that law is still in effect today. It just comes under the one law of love in the New Testament, but the law of honoring the father and mother. And then Paul talks about it over there. He said, he's telling the children, honor your father and mother that your days may be long on the earth. In other words, that you live a full life. Well, he got on to him about that. And then he goes on, verse 6, then he says, "Thus have you made the commandments of God of none effect by your own tradition." Now you see, it's not God that has caused the power of God not to be in manifestation in our midst. We're doing it ourselves. By our traditions. By our religious traditions. What is a religious tradition? It can become a tradition, and the charismatics are getting just as bad about tradition as the churches you come out of. That's God. We can't stay there no more. We're going to go form our own fellowship and have our own church where we teach all about faith and so forth. You ever heard that? Some of you may be a part of it. You know what? You're getting into your own tradition. You got upset at the Pentecostals because they sang a song 15, 20 times and clapped their hands and hooped up till they got emotionally involved. Now, I can talk about Pentecostals all I want to. I grew up in them all my life. And I'm not throwing off on any of them. I believe that the Pentecostals are probably closer to right than any of the rest of them. But they got their problems too. Just like the United States government, our government that we have is probably the closest thing to right that any people can live with, but we got our problems too. Okay? The charismatics have got their problems. But the charismatics have gotten to a point that they'll sing one or two little fast songs, and then they'll get into a sing-song, a spiritual slow type, and then they have to go into their same traditional, you know, you got to get into your sing-song praise and worship. Oh, somebody, boy, I can feel you just... But hey, if it's not a spontaneous praise that bursts forth, then it becomes tradition because this is the time that it's supposed to happen. Another thing charismatics are doing, getting traditional on, is that they praise the Lord and get to a certain part, and then they get to this certain part in the service and everybody becomes quiet to see if the Holy Spirit wants to say anything. And that's when you're supposed to have all your prophecy and your tongues and your interpretation. Huh? Is that right? That's tradition. If you'll study the Word of God, you'll find out if the Spirit of God wants to move, He is a gentleman, He'll move on somebody, and at the right time and at the proper place in the service, that individual, if they're taught and if the gifts of the Spirit are taught properly to the people at the particular time, then there'll be an opportunity for him to move. If an individual is moved on in the congregation with either a tongue or a prophecy and there is no room and it doesn't seem like it's going to fit into the service, then that individual should begin to pray that the Spirit of God would move on the person in charge, the one that has a microphone so everybody can hear in the big crowd. Then they should begin to pray, either have that individual call on me and get me up there, or else give it to him. And I don't know how many times, almost within 3 or 4 minutes, that individual would begin to say out the same thing that I had. And it was much more effective than me standing up in the middle of 10,000 people and 25 people around me could hear what I was saying and the rest of them never heard a word that went on. Amen, oh me. Something or another. It's truth anyway. Traditions. Our charismatic traditions, if we are not careful, is going to make the gospel of none effect. Ooh, we don't like that, do we? But you know, I think it's time that somebody had enough guts. Oh, excuse me, I'm not in Texas. Had enough intestinal fortitude for you Eastern Ivy Leaguers. Down in Texas, where I come from, for you Ivy Leaguers up here, intestinal fortitude is just plain old guts. But it's time that somebody stood up and began to lay it on the line like it is, and let us get our houses in order so that we can have the tremendous move of the power of God in this last day to bring Jesus back to this earth. I, for one, am tired of playing around. I, for one, am tired of just a form. I want to see the power of God move. I long for the days that Jesus was talking about. These things that I do, you shall do and greater. I long for those days of the early church to be enacted again upon this earth. I think that when enough of us get that longing in our heart and begin to fall on our face in prayer and fasting before God, we'll begin to see it. Now let's go on here. Verse 7. Ye hypocrites. Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. I hate to say it, but that can be a picture of the church today.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD, How to Grow in Love, along with his book titled The Healers in Your House. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Finally, we have Kenneth E. Hagin's DVD, Bringing Back the King. All these items are for the special price of only $30. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org.
They turned the switch and all the about 2 million or more Christmas lights come on this campus.
That's
all over
right.
This campus.
And it is a beautiful sight.
Yes, it is. Yes,
and
it is.
This year we have something new. We have a train this year that you can ride around the campus.
Yeah.
We've had carriage rides in the past, but this is a special train that we just have purchase and gotten.
Yes.
It's going to be really neat. And of course, the park. Oh, my goodness. The park is just beautiful.
Yes.
And there's concessions, hot chocolate, but I like the mini donuts.
Oh,
those
yeah.
are really wonderful. But that starts Wednesday.
Well, don't forget the funnel cake.
Oh, yeah, the funnel cakes. Well, I like the donuts better, but you like the funnel cakes.
I like the funnel cakes, yeah.
That is Wednesday, November the 26th. We turn on the lights here on the campus. You can go to rhemalights.org, and there's some pictures, but you have to come in person.
Yeah,
you have to come in person.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.